This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, July 15th. God's word to you today is report. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 23, verses 20 and 21, and it says, "Listen, I received a command to bless. God has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. No misfortune is in his plan for Jacob. No trouble is in store for Israel. For the Lord their God is with them, and he has been proclaimed their king." Numbers 23, verses 1 to 30 and 24, verses 10 to 11, please read, teaches us that we do not know most of the battles that God fights for us. In the place of curses, God brings blessings. When we have God's blessings, we do not need to be afraid of the enemy's curses. And since God is for us, no force can stop us. It is alarming how many people wake up and go about their day thinking something bad is going to happen. Settle this in your mind today. There is no misfortune in God's plan for you. Stop expecting the bad things to happen, because God says there is no such plan for you. There is no trouble in store for you. Just like a wife being extremely nice to her husband, and the man's heart starts pounding. She is curious to find out what is wrong, and all he can say is, "What do you want?" Sometimes, we expect trouble from our relationships and we expect trouble from our lives. But God is saying to you, "Do not expect from me. There is no trouble in store for you." Numbers 23 verse 23 says, "No curse can touch Jacob. No magic has any power against Israel. For now it will be said of Jacob, what wonders God has done for Israel. There is no enchantment against you either. Neither is there any divination against you." Some time ago, for the cause of Christ, I stepped on the toes of certain people, and the head of the group, a satanic priest, said publicly that he cursed himself, not me, and that he gives me 5 years to live. The people that heard him make the pronouncement came to me shaking and afraid. "This man has said this, and we need to pray." I said, "There is no need to pray. 5 years is too long, by the way." Why did he not say 3 days? Did he say 5 years so that people can forget? But I did not treat it with kid gloves. I tackled it in the spirit realm, and God gave us victory. I kept watch, and I started counting. In the fifth year, his only son was shot dead. The curse could not alight on me, and after it had roved around for a while, it went back to the sender. Honestly, I know we grow in revelation, but it is a shameful thing to see a Christian that is afraid. You get news of satanic attack. While it is good to pray, the force of revelation in you should produce light that will eradicate the darkness. While it is good to sustain your altar of prayer, do not get me wrong. When we are asleep, it is your altar of revelation that speaks for you. What do we know? We know that since God is for us, no force can stop us. We know that even when we are unaware, God is fighting for us. We know since God is for us, no force can stop us. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are God, from beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.